Welcome to the My Name is Human podcast, brought to you by Star Atlas. I mean, Earth 2. I am astronaut, human Hagee.
I am human Kangy.
I am human Snoke.
So yes, we're still here. We're still talking Earth 2. People might think we're done. We're not done. Just not as often as we used to because there's not as much to talk about. So what we do have to talk about this week is the release of EPLs last week. So we're going to get into this. Basically, last week, there was a EPLs were broken down into two parts, basically. There was part one that we're going to start off with. Basically, we had a countdown. Then Shane went into Gen Chat and people complained.
Well, and would it be helpful to remind folks what an EPL even is? I know that we're always in Gen Chat and whatnot, but...
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a Earth 2 property location. So basically, what it really is, it's a URL.
That's right. A Jeopardy question, by the way, that they got wrong.
So basically, there's a domain, e2.me/EPL. And whatever your EPL name is what goes after the slash. So that, I'm sorry that I didn't bring that up. I just... sometimes I assume, and we know what happens when you assume. Anyway, countdown, people were complaining because they were going to charge $E for it, no essence. So there was a large round of complaints, probably spearheaded by me, I'm not going to lie. I was one of the vocal detractors, and Shane wasn't happy with what I was saying, so he came into the Gen Chat.
And that was because of what had been previously announced.
What was previously announced was that you would be able to pay for EPLs with Essence. And so when they removed that option, my argument was, I'm fine if you remove that option, but you have to communicate it. You can't just like pull the rug out and not say anything about
it. Even if it was like a soft launch, like they were trying to do.
Yeah.
It has to be communicated. Like, hey, we have to change our minds. This is how we're going to do it instead.
Right. My problem wasn't with them charging money. If there was a good explanation for it, and there was a good explanation for it, then I would have been okay with it. My problem was that there was no communication about why they were doing it. And that has always been one of my problems with what Earth 2 does, is they do something and they don't explain why they're doing it. So anyway, bunch of people complained. It was actually a pretty productive chat with Shane, and he, at the end of the chat, he said, you know, had a good chat. I'm going to reflect on this a little bit. I went in and pulled the countdown and then put the countdown back up with some new rules in place and with Essence as a purchase option for the first two EPLs. So reinstated.
Well, for 100 for the first two.
Right, 100 for the first two, and then after that, 400 essence for anyone after that. And I think the smart move is, and probably what most people did, is buy the first two with the 200 EPL, and then pay $5 per EPL after that. So the actual release happened. Can you kind of tell us what happened from there?
Well, I know that you know, one thing that happened was the word filter was a bit too overzealous based on, you know, what they were trying to keep out, probably profanity and other mature themes.
The word love was banned.
Yeah, some of those I wonder, like, oh, are they
money,
trying to block?
Money was banned. And I was like, why is... So I joked about it in the Gen Chat. I said, well, Earth 2 must not love money because they're both banned.
So there basically had to be a second countdown for a slightly less, you know, puritanical list for people.
On the first launch, so let's talk about what EPLs we did get on the first launch.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Quick question.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Before we actually talk about that, you remember how when they had the second countdown up, they actually added Shane put out a tweet. He said it was like 4 hours added to make the time difference available for all users more acceptable, basically.
Yeah, so instead of 2 a.m. U.S. time, it was 6 a.m. U.S. time.
Do you think that was a smart move?
Absolutely.
I agree. I think there's I personally think there's a lot more U.S. players than there are other countries. I see other countries starting to build up, but...
We do get traffic from other countries, but just from website traffic, I can say it's about 50% U.S. and then 50% spread out the rest of the country, rest of the world. Right. So yeah, anyway, back to the fun part of actually getting EPLs. My first EPL I got was Caesars for Caesars.
Of course.
what was your first EPL, Kangy?
I put Kangy as an EPL on my one remaining C1 750. And then I also, I'll save my one other one. Snoke, what did you put on for your first EPL?
You know, for a while there, when even after it launched, I didn't actually buy one. To me, EPLs were kind of like, eh. But after a couple days, I went ahead and decided to buy one. And I bought the Snoke Show.
There you go. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. A little self-promotion. Yeah, that's basically exactly what I was
doing. Well, and I did get My Name is Human and My Name is Human Pod. I did get those on the first day. I only have two 750s, so my second 50, I originally did Slack, you know, like the communication software.
Right.
So that was my second. I had two 750s. Caesars says in a 750. So I got, it was actually, Caesars was perfect because it was seven letters. So I was able to get it on a class one that was a smaller property. So I got Slack and, my boy Meta, we were talking about, I'm like, what are some good four-letter words? He's like, loan. So I typed in loan, and I got loan. That's actually a really good one. So I have loan and Slack, but I changed Slack on the part two. So we'll get into that here in a minute.
So real quick, is it loan like L-O-N-E or loan like L-O-A-N?
L-O-A-N.
Yeah, like
money loan.
Money loan.
Hazy's going to be kneecapping some folks for like
100%
pay me. Monthly
pay
APR.
Me.
Yep.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, the money.
Going to be the Earth 2 loan shark, man.
Yeah. So that was, you know, what I had gotten during, or excuse me, the EPL I was referring to, I got during wave one. There was a second wave with that slightly, you know, less restrictive list I had alluded to, and this additional countdown, which was sort of cartoonishly messed up because it was released 5 minutes prior to the actual countdown timer. Basically, folks became aware that they could buy the EPLs on the second wave.
Right, because you know people are always, well, let me see if I can get it now.
Yeah, try to click around. Yeah, I don't think that anybody found it through any, you know, insider trading, so to speak. Yeah,
no, they decided to see if they could buy it early, and yeah. So they found out and people started talking about it.
Yeah, probably the same way that, you know, the five leaked nations happened, you know, yeah, somebody's messing around and go ahead.
I was definitely aggravated by that just because it was just more of the repeated pattern of Earth 2, like failing to do something correctly. And it's just like, we just let them make mistake after mistake after mistake, and we don't hold them accountable. We're just, it's okay. You guys are trying hard. It's okay. I put $15,000 in. It's okay that you don't really put any effort in. And my problem is that we need to be a little bit harsher with them sometimes. And so that was a problem. And I mean, I lost out on the one EPL. I wanted to get Love. And because of that 5 minute window, I wasn't able to. And then I tried to get Money and it said it was still banned. And then I go there at 7:01, still banned. And at 7:03, it was gone. So somewhere in that. So I ended up getting, I ended up changing Slack to Lovers.
There you
which goes in line with, let's see, I have Virtual Love, I have Pole Dance, Pole Dancer, Pole Dances, Lap Dance, Lap Dancer, Lap Dances, and I was also the first person on Earth 2 to buy an EPL from another user, and I bought two. I bought 60-9 and 69 from Bubba and Chrissy, K Kissy 85 for $69.69 a piece.
That's awesome.
So I have my 69 domain all set up for what I plan and what I plan on doing. And it's not a big, I plan on doing Hydra, and I've been talking about this for a while. He wants to do virtual dating. I want to do, like, you know, virtual hookups, you know, like if people want to hook up in using VR or AR, I want to provide a place for them to do that. So that was kind of the whole concept with the 69s. It wasn't me just being a pervert, even though it is a little bit. It was actually a business concept. So that was why it was important for me to get the 69s and to get things like lap dance and pole dance and virtual love. So Kangy, what other ones did you get besides the cartoonist one?
I mean,
you didn't even tell us what you got.
I mean, the only other one I got besides Kangy was Pride FC, which I put on my Saitama Super Arena in Japan, because it really doesn't do anything for me at this point.
Yeah. So you didn't actually buy any?
No, I just got the two for 100 and then figured, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't feel, I mean, especially not knowing, you know, thinking back to the, well, essence is the basis for everything. I didn't want to overspend it on EPLs, and I really didn't want to spend more cash. So
yeah, so I had like $50 sitting in my account after doing a cash out, and someone had bought a property for $50. So I just spent that $50. That's all I did. Well, besides the 69.69s, I actually came out of pocket for that.
And Snoke, did you buy anything other than the Snoke Show, or was that your lone purchase?
That was just my lone purchase so far. I might do something for the summon as well, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, that's it for what I have now.
So the most genius EPO I saw, I want to mention this, is Mihas, who he bought the EPO undefined. So if you type in an EPO that doesn't work, it goes to his property on that undefined EPO. It's genius.
Wow, that, yeah, I didn't even know he did that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so like if you type in an invalid EPL, it goes to that undefined EPL. So that's really genius. So one thing I did want to mention about, so they did have that bots countdown where everyone could be, and there were some people in the Gen Chat complaining. And one person was complaining pretty vocally over and over, repeatedly, but he wasn't cussing at anyone. He wasn't calling anyone names. He was just like, this is BS. I was waiting for this launch time and it was gone. How can we accept this? And he got muted by one of the moderators. And I have a problem with that. I'm like, it's one thing to mute someone for being a dick or for, you know, trolling, you know, someone that comes in from Big Fry, just a troll or two. It's another thing if someone's actually got a valid complaint and they're trying to voice that frustration. I think that's what Gen Chat's for, is to voice that kind of frustration. So when I saw that muted, I took issue with it and I said something, and I said, I'm leaving the Discord. So I haven't been in Gen Chat for a week. I'll probably go back someday, probably in the near future. I needed a break because I was going to say things that aren't like me. And so I thought it was better that I just take a break rather than go on a tangent, because you know what? In my real life, I'm a laid back, chill dude. On Earth 2, sometimes I get a little vocal, and that my main thing is I just want Earth 2 to succeed. And so when I see problems, I'm just trying to point them out and trying to get improvement for these problems and processes, because I see the potential R2 has, and I am passionate about R2, believe it or not. I mean, I run a content site, I run a podcast, not because I like talking about it. It's because I like the game. I like the concept. I want it to do well. So when I see problems and I compare them to other platforms like Star Atlas, it's like they're falling short of meeting the things they need to do to be a premium brand that Nameless is always talking about. I don't think they are a premium brand. I think they're making progress, but I think they make so many mistakes and they don't learn from them. And that's my biggest problem, is that they don't learn from their mistakes. And I just want them to try a little bit harder. Kenny, your thoughts on all that?
Well, I mean, as far as the Gen Chat, you know, and muting and whatnot is concerned, the one thing I will say is that, you know, folks are in there every day. And some of this goes back as far as, you know, even December or January, where you have bad actors and you have trolls, and it makes it hard to parse out, I think, sometimes when people are, you know, being fair critics and when people, you know, are doing that, like trying to get a rise out of you. And because folks are, you know, both emotionally and financially invested, I think sometimes things just get escalated more quickly than they ought to, you know. And I'll give an example of what I mean by where the lines get blurred is, like, back in January, I remember people would come in and ask, like, it was an honest question, when Dubai, which at that point had become such a joke anyways, that then we would give joke responses. And then it's like, okay, wait a minute. Now we have genuine new people coming in to ask questions, and we're treating them like assholes because we have been trolled to the point that we can no longer discern, you know, a genuine question from what's trolling, which is not necessarily the case here. All I mean to say is that you do have people that are going to, you know, use something like the 5-minute release as an opportunity to get a rise out of the community. And in that, it's going to lead to people who have legitimate gripes being, you know, lumped in with them unfairly. Like, oh, this guy's just griping too. And it's like, well, there's a difference between gripe A and gripe B in some cases. That's my take. I mean, and I, the other thing I'll say is I can always endorse taking a step back from, you know, Gen Chat here,
you did it once. I remember you doing it once.
Yeah. Cause at that point it was, you know, harsh. And there have been a lot of other times where I just don't pop in so much. And I think once, you know, we have a true game and we're able to do more, that there will be less time for people to try to poke and prod.
Yeah, and I'm really
right looking, now there's a lot of time for that. But
I'm really looking forward to that. And that kind of ties into what another subject I want to talk about, written content on mynameishumanpod.com. Going to take a brief hiatus on the written content just because there's really not that much to talk about. And, you know, I don't like being negative all the time. Actually, like I was saying, in my real life, I'm a very positive person. In fact, people get sick of my optimism. I'm always happy. I'm always saying, look at the bright side, smile. You know, I'm one of those dickheads that say, smile, it's not that bad. And when it probably is that bad. But so in real life, I'm optimistic. And like, I'm not going to get into this whole rant again, but anyway, what Kenny was talking about, when there's more to do and more to things, I think that's when we'll start doing written content again. And we still plan on doing the podcast probably twice a month, just with things that come out. And once they start having more regular updates, more frequent rollouts, then we'll start getting rolling back out with the written content. And really, the thing is I've been doing it all myself. So, I mean, Moby's been awesome sometimes contributing a guest article, but other than Moby, it's just been me. So
yeah, well, and I'll start writing things when I have a game to play, basically. So, yeah. And I think that that'll just across the board, I think it'll be better for the Discord and it'll be better for written content. We can have more folks on the show that are actually doing things within the game at that point. Because it's still so speculative.
We've always tried to bring guests on. We like talking with people about Earth 2. When we have a guest on, it makes the podcast real easy because we get to just ask them questions and just listen to them ramble, and we don't have to be the ones rambling. So speaking of rambling, it's Snoke's turn to ramble. We're going to talk about the E2 Community Summit. So Snoke, take it away, my friend.
So yes, exactly. And on a positive note, I know, you know, things have been just a little bleh right now in the Earth 2 community. And, you know, we want to try to think of something that we can hype up the community. And, So we're actually going to be launching the Earth 2 Community Summit. Now, I'm going to play this video for you guys real quick.
Wow, that was pretty amazing. But you did not dance for me like you said you would.
I'm sorry, I'm just not that type of dancer. I make people dance, I don't dance.
And so, Snoke, talk a little bit about who is, you know, responsible for the community summit. Who's organizing this at this stage?
So I'll be organizing the summit myself, and I'll actually have right now I have two people that's helping me organizing it, which is Cradle Cakes on Discord, and then also Jethro at Symmetry Films. It's just those three right now that we're organizing and planning this. So far, we do have the website that is live now. It's e2cs2022.com. And then we also have a Discord, which we'll make sure to put in the show notes as well. It's just the start of it. We have a lot of plans that we are wanting to do with it.
And where's it going to be again?
It's going to be in Las Vegas.
Ah, I'm there. I'm going to Las Vegas in 2 weeks to play some poker. So,
yes, indeed.
Vegas in July. I'm there. I know Kangy's always game for a Vegas trip.
Oh yeah, I can definitely. Yeah, I can get me and the missus to go to Vegas for sure.
Exactly, and that's you know, it's going to be a fun time. We're going to be in Vegas, so you know, even if you're wanting to do something else, you're still in Vegas. You can go explore. We're trying to get all the logistics straightened out. It's going to be the summer of 2022. We are thinking in July. We don't have exact dates yet because we're still trying to set a place first. It is narrowed down to two, which again, I know I said previously, it's the Flamingo and Caesars, which I know Hazy would be happy if it was at Caesars. So a lot of cool things are happening. Like I said, we're going to be doing stuff with NFTs as well as public people that are coming out to speak to it, workshops, networking, the whole shebang. There's going to be gifts, there's going to be prizes, there's going to be everything. So maybe, make sure you pre-register on the website.
Maybe we can even talk some of the Earth 2 dev team to come out.
Exactly. That would be awesome, especially on the podcast. My name is Human Podcast, bringing them on. If we have any speakers so to come on.
We do plan on doing a live pod while we're there. I mean, it's still like 10 months away, but
exactly.
We'll have a live pod while we're there, have guests come by and talk. It'll be fun, you know, just kind of do like a live stream where we just interview people that as they're walking by. So I think something like that would be a lot of fun.
It definitely will be. And so it's a lot of work, but it's going to be, like I said, it's something that the community is involved in. If you have suggestions, you can also do that on the website. There's a place for sponsorships if you want to sponsor. There's a place for if you want to be a speaker at it.
And I'll speak for Snoke here. The more people that sign up and say they're interested, that will be able to put some money in, the less it's going to cost per person. And I think that's a big deal. So like if it's only 100 people going, those 100 are going to have to fork out more money. So let's get everyone to go. I mean, take 3-4 days off, go to Vegas, get drunk with Kangy, and lose all your money to Hazy at the poker table. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, we'll go to the Flamingo, play some three card, go to Fat Tuesdays. It'll be
$5 blackjack.
Oh, Fat Tuesdays, man. I've only been there once. I can't wait to go back.
and the food in Vegas will make you fat on Monday, Tuesday.
and Snoke, the other thing I'll just throw in real quick is links will be provided in the show notes as well. So
definitely.
You won't have to remember the URL. We'll make it easy on you.
Wait, you don't remember discord.gg/Y? Capital R, lowercase 2. Yeah.
I was about to say, I don't even remember that.
You can actually change the Discord invite link. You can actually change the Discord invite link to be something specific. So you can actually set that up.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. But for now, we'll just provide the link in the show notes for everybody.
Yeah,
but
perfect.
Make sure you join. Make sure you check out the website. Make sure you pre-register. It's going to be a blast.
Please do.
It's going to be so much fun. And yeah.
And I promise the entire time at the Earth 2 Summit, I won't talk bad about Earth 2. That's a deal.
Right. Yes, indeed.
I just want to say, you know what? My favorite thing about Earth 2 is the community. So something like this. Is
absolutely
it excites me,
you know, and the thing is, like, I know it's an in-person event, and we are actually thinking about doing a virtual option too for those that may be out of the country or those that maybe not feel comfortable going, whichever the case may be. We're thinking of how we can get that involved as well. But the last year and a half has been a straight up shit show for everybody, not just, you know, people here or people in another country. The whole world has been affected in the last year and a half. So I think something like this to look forward to be able to bring people together, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So definitely check that out in the show notes. And anything else to add, guys?
Nope, I don't have anything.
No, I'm good.
All right, we'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll have to record before I go to Vegas. So we'll have to record on about 2 weeks from today.
Oh, what? You don't want to do a show while you're in Vegas? Come on, no.
No, I'm going to be
busy.
Give
a sneak peek.
I'm going to be busy. All right. Actually, we can do a show next Friday, the 24th. So we'll do a show next Friday on the 24th.
Perfect.
All right, guys. That's it for the My Name is Human Earth 2.0 podcast. My name is Human Hazy.
My name is Human Kangi.
My name is Human Smoke.
And we're out.
Get up off your knees, girl.
Get up.
Stand face to face with your God.
Oh, God.